Hey, mein Name ist Amani und ich hatte das Glück, mich mit Joris und Ryan Hennessy unterhalten zu dürfen über ihre neue Single Heart Overhead. Das ist eine Neuinterpretation von Joris' Hitsong, der vor 10 Jahren rausgekommen ist, Herz über Kopf. Joris kann Englisch, Ryan kann aber kein Deutsch, deswegen haben wir uns im Endeffekt dazu entschieden, das ganze Interview auf Englisch zu führen. Mehr dazu hört ihr genau hier, genau jetzt.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Alright, let's check Ryan's German then.
Oh, mein Deutsch ist schlecht.
Doesn't sound that bad. So, what's up guys? I'm here today with German pop singer Joris and Ryan, lead singer of the pop band, Irish pop band Picture This. First of all, so nice to have you guys here. Nice to meet you. So nice that you came through. And thank before you, we dive into everything, I want to start off with something a little bit personal. I've only been here for 3 months in this job. And I'm so grateful for that. And I want to say thank you for that, first of all. But since I believe gratitude is such an important thing, I want to ask you guys, what have you been grateful for these last weeks, these last days, maybe today, small things?
Just you sharing this right now is already something I'm grateful
really?
For. Yes, sir. Because usually, like in the radio, no one shares such things. Like everybody is just being very, yeah. very tough.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's true.
How about you, mate? Your
yeah,
croissant?
I think I haven't eaten today.
Oh, it's time.
But yeah, I'm great. I think yeah, exactly what Yara said as well. I think it's cool to acknowledge that. First of all, I'm a big advocate for gratitude. I used to keep a gratitude journal where I would write every day. I need to get back into it. But I'm grateful to be in Berlin and happy to be here. I love waking up here and getting to spend time here is amazing.
You haven't eaten yet. You need to eat some German food.
Yeah,
you, need to, get him to the German bakery, get him some pretzels.
Yeah,
or anything.
Maybe on the Autobahn, we just hold up somewhere. Yeah.
So 10 years ago, Joris, you released the German hit song Herz über Kopf. And now 10 years later, we are standing here in the Energy Studios because last month you guys have released a new interpretation of the song. It's called Heart Overhead. And first of all, I want to ask you, Ryan, what was your first reaction when you heard the old song, Herz über Kopf, and what made you want to reimagine the song in a new way?
We loved the song as soon as we heard it. We had an idea to translate a German song into English because we've spent so much time here and heard so many amazing songs. And I was kind of struck by the idea of how I can really love a song and not understand what the person is saying. And that's a really kind of cool thing that you experience. And when we heard Herz über Kopf, we knew instantly, we were like, this has to be the song because it felt very aligned with my band. And it reminded us of our song. We have a song called Take My Hand that we brought out at the same time. And I think Take My Hand and Herz über Kopf have a lot of parallels. So as soon as we heard it, we were like, we would love for this to be the song.
Nice. And Joris, for you, how is it 10 years after releasing Herz über Kopf, how does it feel for the song to get like a second life kind of?
It's absolutely weird, but amazing. I've been a big fan of Picture This, as Ryan just said, like they are almost, even though he looks so young, they're almost the same age. And we've come a long way. So I really, really loved the idea of sharing this song and getting it to an Irish soul. And I'm just absolutely flattered.
So speaking of working together, I'm really curious about how this like German-Irish connection came about. Was it through the label or is like more of a personal spark? Did you contact through
lots of Guinness?
Yeah, lots of Guinness. Ah, perfect.
That's how the best ideas start.
Okay, yeah. And what was maybe the thing that surprised you the most with working with each other?
Oh, I was absolutely nervous when you remember.
Yeah,
when we went to studio and I had no clue if this song would work out in English at all. Because like to me, Herz über Kopf is like my very, very first big song and it's still out there. So whenever I went to the studio, I didn't know what would happen. And I knew that they were good guys. I knew that they would make good music, but I had no clue how this song came up. So Ryan started singing and I think 2 or 3 seconds later, I was just like, had a big smile on my face and said, okay, you can sing. First of all, you can sing pretty much anything because it sounds really, really nice. And secondly, it was just amazing how my old song just became a new song to me as well. And yeah, loved it.
Yeah, I really think it's amazing too because it's like it really works perfectly in both languages. It really works like so. Yeah, great job. Your song talks about this eternal battle between logic and feelings. And I think everyone experienced moments like that at some point. And for me, listening to it, that song directly went into my playlist when I'm like a little bit emotional. I had to put it in straight. And because I could relate so much, so I would want to ask you guys, have you personally experienced moments like that? Or when was the last time maybe you went through to have to choose between heart or
head? Yeah, I think everybody, if you're a human being, you've experienced that at some point. I really believe that, you know, it's a part of the human experience. I've definitely experienced it many times over my life, whether that's true love and relationships or true friendships. And I think the important thing when you're going through a moment like that is to have the right people around you that can advise you, because sometimes it's difficult to decide something like that on your own. But I know for me anyway, I always just end up following my heart. You just have to, and following your gut really is the only way forward. You have to listen to your intuition, I think, at a certain point.
Nice. So I want to talk about the music video quickly. I really like it. I've never been to Ireland, and
you've seen everything now. If you see the music video, yeah, you've seen everything.
That's Ireland. So I was going to ask about that. But first, I wanted to say that I really like it because it's like down to earth, but it feels like real. It feels like they just followed you with a camera through the time
that
you chill, like a vlog kind of. But really cool. So I wanted to ask, for someone like me that's never been, what would you recommend? What do I have to see? But now I've seen the video and he tells me I've seen everything. Yeah. But I still want to go. Like, tell me, what more places are there for me in Ireland to check out?
I think because that video was mostly filmed in Dublin. So that was kind of the Dublin version of Ireland. I think if I was advising anyone who was going to Ireland, I would always tell them to go to the West Coast. You have like the Giant's Causeway and a lot of these amazing mountainous areas and a lot of just, it's like the stereotype. When you think of Ireland, it's the west of Ireland, I think, that a lot of people think of. But I think we had great fun. It felt amazing for us to have somebody like Joris, who had never experienced Dublin like that, and to be able to show him around. And we went out to Dalkey Island, which is somewhere that I had never even been before. So it's nice when you bring someone into your country, you end up seeing parts of it that you've never seen yourself, because it's right on your doorstep and you take it for granted. But yeah, I would go to the West Coast if I was going to Ireland. It's beautiful.
Okay, so I'll definitely plan that. And yours for you.
Yeah.
Have you been before?
No.
What was your first time?
So that was my very first time in Ireland. And I can only advise everyone to picture this before you go and have them make your perfect day.
So I'll definitely call them.
Call us up.
What was your favorite moment or favorite thing about the whole trip?
The honest part or the beautiful part?
The beautiful part.
Okay, the beautiful part was definitely just hanging around with the guys, and the honest part was standing at 4 a.m. in front of Guinness and this, like, the brewery.
Yeah.
And we were able to get in there and film there.
At 4 a.m.?
At 4 a.m., yeah, that's when the day started. Yeah. And you have to know, we've been out the day before.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I saw, I got an ant, I think he asked Jimmy where you guys were.
Yeah.
And I saw the fear in Jimmy's eyes when he heard that you guys were out very long.
Yeah, we were out. We were in an Irish pub the night before.
And I was like, okay, this is starting already like a crazy day. Yeah. And I had no idea, if they show up or not. And secondly, how they would show up. But I can tell you one thing. There seems to be like Guinness in the blood of these guys, because they absolutely work just like normal.
Okay. So was that also like the, for you, the funniest or like most memorable moment on your trip?
It was really just a very, very nice trip. The whole thing from the very beginning till the end. Like, very beginning means getting on a bus where it absolutely drives on the wrong side of the road. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And then, having a good time. And it was just an amazing time.
Nice. Yes. So, from Ireland, we go to Berlin, where we're right now.
We're right on the right side of the road.
Yeah, we're back on the right side.
Exactly. Have you shown Ryan the city yet? Have you shown him things? Have you shown him anything? Or are you about to show him something?
Like, with Ryan, it's a thing. He's been to Berlin so many times before, since they have been playing in Germany probably almost as much as I have. So probably we could show each other stuff in Berlin. But yes, when we went to the studio, we went out there to a little park, which I think you never saw before.
No, that was cool.
Yeah. So yeah, Gleisdreieck Park.
Ah, yeah, nice.
Which is it's probably a little touristy, but yeah, that was just close by.
What would be your like nightlife recommendation for Berlin? Because y'all been in the nightlife in
Ireland. For you or for Ryan?
No, for Ryan.
For Ryan. I'll probably take him out to a very good concert.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. And when you guys party, do you dance or are you more like observers with the Guinness in hand?
It depends on how much Guinness is in hand. If there's a lot of Guinness, then we dance. If there's not a lot of Guinness, then we observe.
All right. And what song has to be on the playlist on the night out, no matter what?
Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Oh, like it. Yeah.
Yes, you go with the same one. Okay, yeah. Nice. Last one, last question about spending.
That's what you play actually at the end of your concerts, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, at the end of every concert that we play, we blast Dancing Queen by ABBA over the speakers.
So it's basically your little pre-party for
exactly.
After
yeah,
the
they already exactly, okay. Yeah. Free glowing.
Smart. After a night out, McDonald's or dinner?
After a night out, like which time are we talking about?
4 a.m.
I'm going Doner.
Yeah. Same here.
Also in Dublin?
Yeah, it's actually it's good in Dublin. It's not as good as here, but it actually is quite good in Ireland too.
I'll have to try that out. Yeah, I'm a little bit skeptic.
Yeah,
but
you should.
I'll believe you though. One of our hosts loves talking about fails. We're almost finished, but I want to ask you about it because honestly, none of us is perfect, and we love to share funny stories. So. Maybe one of y'all wants to share a fail story on stage, off stage, can be related to music, doesn't have to be.
I think for me, I only ever had one big fail moment on stage, and that was we were headlining a festival in Ireland in front of 50,000 people, and I fell and sprained my ankle and my fingers in front of the 50,000 people. I jumped down off the stage and I was running through the crowd and I slipped and fell in front, and it was on the big screens and everyone saw me lying on the ground. But I just got back up and I didn't really feel it, and I got back up and finished the performance, and then when we got back to the dressing room afterwards, it all kind of hit me and I realized I couldn't really walk and all of that. So that was my biggest fail.
Damn, but sure. I've seen like artists fall off stages more than one time because my stepdad is an artist. Okay. And he's in a music group, Berlin Music Group Seed, and one of the lead singers, he's always dancing a little bit crazy. My stepdad always makes fun of it. And yeah. I've been up to 3 concerts where he fell off stage too. So
really,
it happens.
It does happen.
It happens.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's the worst thing. Like, if you know there's these big screens, I had lots of these as well. Because my piano is moving on the stage. Since I like to play piano on the stage, but if it would be in the center of the stage the whole time, it would just stand in my way. But if I just play it somewhere back in the back, like, it just I don't feel the connection to the people no more, so it moves, and it moves at the end of the song before I play it. So I'm standing, I think it in Vienna, like really really many people as well, and then you know there's the big screens, and as soon as that thing hits you in the heels and you fall, I mean, it's like I already know, okay, I have two choices now. Either I try to pretend it didn't happen, which everybody saw, or I had to share the love.
Yeah, you have to own it, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way of going about it, though.
Yeah,
it's just owning
everything.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just own it.
Yeah.
In general, when you fail, just own it, and then you'll get through it easier.
The fail king.
So, one last question. I already got a little answer about it. I wanted to ask you guys about if you could only choose one thing for the rest of your life, heart or head. I think I know the answer, but maybe explain your answer.
Yeah, I think heart. I think it just, I know probably the logical thing to say is head. It might get you out a bit quicker or something, but I think in the long run of your life, to lead with your heart is the only way, I think.
I take heart. My head's not that good looking.
Okay. Great explanation. So thank you so much, guys, for coming through.
Thank you, mate.
And enjoy your day and have a great time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.